ජානාන ශලාපය චක්ෂු මිලිතං වේනා දස්නයි චීරවීම ශ්‍රී චෛතන්‍ය මනෝ විශ්වම් ස්ථාපිතං ජීන භූතලේ සයං රූපකදාමයම් දදාති සම්බදාන්තිකම් වන්දේහං ශ්‍රී ගුරු ශ්‍රීවිත වගතමලම් ශ්‍රී ගරන් වෛෂ්ණවාංශක ශ්‍රී රූපං සාප්‍රජාතං සහවනා ගඝනාථාන්විතං තං සජීවං සාද්වෛතං සාවධූතං පරිජන සහිතං කෘෂ්ණ චෛතන්‍ය දේවං ශ්‍රී රාධා කෘෂ්ණ පානං සහවන ලලිතා සීතාපාණං හේ කෘෂ්ණ කරුණා සින්ධෝ දීනබන්ධෝ జగత్పతి గోపీశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమస్తే తత్తకాం జనగౌరాంగీ రాధీవృందావనేశ్వరీ మృగభాను సుదీవీ ప్రణమామి హరిత్ హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే సో Narada Muni is advising that day to save a heta prajate the Kovida. Kovida means intelligent, expert, one who knows things as they are. He's called Kovida. So, one who is intelligent, he should try to achieve that thing which is not available, nalabhate jad pramatāvapat, which is not available even by wandering up and down. This we have explained in the last meeting, that according to our karma, we are being sometimes elevated to the very high position, and sometimes we are being degraded to become an insignificant creature like ant. This is the if you can go up to see. Yes. This is very disturbing, child. Nanu sadharma matrarati karmana pitriloka itisati pitriloka prati palamakteva tatraha tasriti kovida vivegi tasaiva heta varastham jatnam kujya jat upari brahmaloka pajyantam abha āvara pajyantam bhamadhi jīvaiha labbate tattu viṣaya sukhamannata eva prāśina sakarmana sarvatra narakāvati labbate dukkhavat tadha dukkhaṁ prajatma vināti labbate tadvak taduktaṁ aprāktitāni dukkhāni jatai vāyanti dīhnaṁ sukhāni uti tathāmanne daivatra atirichyata. So, our duty is as, I would say, indicated by Narada Muni, our only duty is how to achieve full Krishna consciousness. Other things, there is no need of trying. Actually, I have seen that in India, everywhere in the same case, a person without any education, even without any practically illiterate, I have seen so many masters, he cannot sign even his name. In Calcutta, I have seen practically a Marwari merchant, he has deposited money in the bank. Simply, he can sign his own name with great difficulty. So, he's canvassing, will you kindly right here. But that means the chess to be played to the gentleman, he cannot write. He is asking somebody else, he writes the name of the person whom I can pay. And he will simply sign. If he writes something wrong, he will have to accept. If he writes his own name. That man is earning millions of dollars. You see? And I've seen also a very educated medical man, England, the town, MR city. I'm speaking from my practical experience. So, he goes to a hospital, big doctor, but I've seen his house, I'm not even a good utensil at all. It's so poor. In spite of so much education and highly qualified England literate doctor. So the statement of Srimadu Bhagavatam that Tallabhati Dukkha was Annata Sukha, don't try for so called economic development. You cannot have more than what you are destined to get. It is already settled. This living entity, you see, different grades of standard of living condition. So, they are according to the past karma, daivena, daivanetrena, karuna. So, you cannot change that. That nature's law you cannot change. Why you have got varieties of life, varieties of position, varieties of business? It is destiny. Vishaya phalu sarvatasya. Vishaya, this material enjoyment means eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. This only standard is different. I am eating, and something, you are eating something. Maybe in my calculation, you are eating not very good. In your calculation, I am not eating very good. But the eating is same. You are eating, I am eating. So in the material world, the standard of happiness, taking the basic principle, it is all the same. But we have created, this is good standard, that is bad standard, this is very nice, this is very bad. Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Daitya Bhadra Bhadra Sapali Sama. In the material world, this is good, this is bad, actually, it is the same thing, as it is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Sintosna Sukha Dukkhada. It is due to the skin that we are sometimes feeling warm and sometimes feeling cold. But the material nature is the same. Similarly, our feelings of happiness and distress is just like feeling the warmth and, chilly. Cold, due to the skin, due to this body. Actually, there is no happiness in the material. Krishna says, Dukkhalam Asasam. This place is full of misery. Full of misery. How you can make it happy? The Chaitanya Charitamrita also says that Daitya Vadra Vadra Sapali Saman. In this material world, it is our mental creation. This is happiness, this is distress. Actually, it is all distress. After all, we have to die. After all, we have to finish this business. So what is happiness or distress? Bhagavad also says, don't bother yourself to make yourself happy by working day and night hard without trying for Krishna consciousness. This is simply waste of time. There is no question of happiness in this material world. If you actually want to be happy, Anandamaya Bhyasa, if you want to be blessed in real happiness, that is Krishna consciousness. Tasvaiva heta prajati takovita nalabhata. So this chance you have got in this human form of life, I can execute the business of Krishna consciousness is very nice. In other form of life, I cannot do that. even if I try, it is not possible. That the dog cannot, because it is not a human being. But we can, because we are. So why should we lose this chance? Navaidana jātu kathan chanāt brajan mukunda sebhi anna vad anga saṅkṣiti smaran mukundāṅghi upagrihan puna vihātam icchenna rasadva hoja. Krishna consciousness is so nice that he wants a doctor. He will not degrade like ordinary man.
This is stated here, clear.
Nabai jana jasu kapanchana abhrajet mukunda sehi harnavad. Harnavad, harvest, as they have become a tool in the hands of material nature. A Krishna conscious person, because he has surrendered to Krishna, he is not under the jurisdiction of material nature. Māmi vada prapadyante māyāmi dāṅkṣaṁti. So, whole stress is being given that you breach Krishna consciousness. Is somewhere or other, the three verses are stressing that even if you fall down, there is no harm. Preach to take Krishna consciousness. Caitanya Mahāprabhu also says like that, jāre jākho tāre kaha Krishna. Whomever you meet, you simply try to make him convince or try to preach him the importance of Krishna consciousness. Verse 7 Mahāprabhu. Somewhere or other, if he takes to Krishna consciousness, then his life becomes successful.
Jadutkang dhatra kala avadra avudamusrati dhavupadavidhi Mukunda Sevijana Kodati Patanchana Pujanin Katobi Sangsuti Nabdade Navise Siddharshani says Mukunda Sev.
Mukunda, Krishna's another name is Mukunda. Muk means liberation, mukti. So, and Ananda. So Krishna can give you liberation from this stressful, miserable condition of material existence and give you transcendental pleasure. Therefore his another name is Mukunda. So Mukunda Sevi means one who is engaged in the service of Mukunda, Krishna. Siddharshani says, that Mukunda Seviva Jana Kadasi Kadanchana Kujanin Gatoki Sansiting Nabrajet. Even Mukunda Sevi, by chance, there is chance, just like Bharat Maharaj, he began Krishna consciousness, but by chance, at the time of death, he was too much affectionate with a deer cub, and he became a deer in the next life. So, although it is degraded life, still he did not forget that for this reason I have become now deer. So he was very fast. He was keeping company, just like here, we have our dogs, they are keeping company with devotees. That's very nice. His dog life also becoming perfect. It may be some past man, somehow or other, it has become dog. Now Krishna has given them the association of the devotees. He is eating prasadam, he is hearing, chanting, he is giving some service to the devotees, so they are not in vain. They are not in vain. They are acquiring. So, Mukunda Sevi, similarly, anyone who has taken to Krishna consciousness, even if he falls down, generally he does not. But even taking for acceptance, that is somehow or other he falls. And still, he lost and had to suffer like others. Just like here are the animals, under the protection of the devotees, at least he has no fear of his life. No devotee will kill. Here the cows, the horse, the dog, they are assured of their life. They are not like ordinary dogs. They are not ordinary cows. Therefore it is said, Siddha Swami says, Mukunda Sevi, even if he is degraded, he is not degraded as ordinary man. He is not degraded as Mukunda Sevi, not degraded. Annavat kevala karma nishthava piti vaidharma vishthya. Just like Ara Karmis, they are, according to their karma, they are given birth in a specific species of life. So, their case, the devotee's case is different.
Kutar istataha mukundangri upa guhanam aninganam punasmaran vihatam nechit jatayan jana rasadha rasena siyanana griyati.
Just like we see sometimes, the other day, the boy, Jayaram, he went there. Again he came. We have got experience that many boys, they go there. But they cannot find out, just like I see many letters from Jai Govinda when he was in India, that he's missing the company of devotee God brothers. He's missing. So there is a feeling. Anyone who has associated with Krishna consciousness, I mean this association, he cannot forget Rasadhyajan.
Here he said it. This Maran Mukundangri Pogrinan Puna Vihatung Ithena.
Vihatung meant to give up. He may fall down by Maya's influence for time being, but he cannot give it up. This is the sign. He cannot give. Just like the example is given, just like hot sugar juice. It is very nice. Because it is hot, one is feeling uncomfortable to take it, but because it is sweet, it cannot give it. Hot sugar juice. Similarly, this Krishna consciousness is so nice that if somebody becomes attracted by some kind of Maya's influence, still, he does not like to give up his Krishna consciousness, like others. And this is the specific qualification of a Krishna conscious person. Smaran mukundangri upagrinam puna, one who has chanted Hare Krishna, he cannot give it up. He has to come again. This life or next life, Krishna is not leaving. Krishna wants surrender sincerely. Krishna, I am yours. Krishna will never leave. He will protect you. But if he has become little stronger, then there is no question of falling down.
Rasadva rasena rasena viyate vasikriyate.
Krishna vasikriyate. Vasikriyate means hypnotized. It is so nice that one becomes hypnotized. Otherwise, why the boys are working so hard? They are all qualified. They can earn money outside in your country. A sufficient money is paid for work, but they are hypnotized here. So, Krishna is so nice, yes. He is all attractive. He hypnotizes his devotee. In his spider, just like the Pandavas. The Pandavas, they were Krishna's friend. Arjuna was friend, all the brothers. Arjuna was very intimate friend. But other brothers, four brothers, they are also Krishna's friend. And Kunti, the Pandava's mother, she happened to be the aunt of Krishna. So they were well established in the relation with Krishna. But as a result, they were banished for 12 years. They lost the game, so they were banished. And their wife, Draupadi, was insulted. They could not insult her, but they tried to insult her. They tried to make her naked in the assembly. And they lost their kingdom, and they were banished for 12 years. So Narada met Krishna, his devotee. He could speak Krishna with little criticism. My dear sir, Krishna, by becoming your devotee, the Pandavas are very happy. They have lost their kingdom, their wife is insulted, and now they are banished for 3 years. So, it is very good thing. But the wonderful thing I see, that in spite of all these inconveniences, they have increased their love for you. So, Narada is astonished. What kind of hypnotism you do, I do not know. In spite of being placed in so much inconvenience, their love for you has increased. That is the position of mind. This is Krishna consciousness. Tattena kampa sukhamikshama. The devotee, pure devotee, if they are put into difficulty, they take it all as is Krishna's grace. It is Krishna's grace. Tattena kampa sukhamikshamana bhunyana evatma kritam vipakam. They take it in this way. Krishna, I was to suffer 100 times more than this due to my bad activities in my past life, but you have given me a little of profit. So it is your grace. Because devotee never says, therefore, Narayana Parasarve na kutasana vibhati. One who has become Narayana Para, Krishna conscious, he is never afraid of any condition of life. Bhagavad Gita also, Krishna says, Jasmin Sithe, na dukhena vicharati. If one is situated in Krishna consciousness, then he is never disturbed. Guru Nāpi Dukkhena. If he is put in the severest type of difficulty, he is never. Just see the point of that is the effect of Krishna consciousness. Therefore, Narada is trying to convince Vyasa that you preach Krishna consciousness. Whatever you have so far written books, they are useless. Now you write something. By reading each one, it becomes immediately Krishna conscious. Shadvyal, Ridhiyabuddhati, the beginning of the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, the Srimad Bhagavatam is so nice that simply by reading, immediately one can capture the Supreme Lord within his heart. Shraddha riddhi avaruddhate susudhi tatkhanat means immediate. Provided if he is little willing. That's all. Susudhi. That is the one. So our whole program is that Krishna is very kind. All is kind upon us. But we have to become little willing to take Krishna's favor. Okay, what is the example my Guru Maharaj used to give? A very nice example, I remember. That's why here is the well. Somebody has fallen down. He's crying, please, get me up, get me up, get me up. Now, if somebody drops a tight, strong rope and asks him, all right, you can, catch this rope tightly, I'll get you up. And if he says, no, that I can't, then how will he be saved? That much endeavor he must have to catch the rope. Then he will lift that immediately. Similarly, Krishna says that sarvadhanman paritarja mamekam saranam vat. So we have to do that. Simply to surrender, then everything is there. That is the only. Because now the rope is there. Now you have to catch. If you don't use your independence to catch it, then how can we expect to be lifted? That much you have to do. Because you have got, you are living. You are not a dead stone. You have got independence. Therefore you have to capture Krishna. And Krishna will do everything. Then Krishna will do everything. Simply you have to capture that Krishna from this day and day. Whatever you like to do. Just like Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Manasa deha deha jo kichu mora atpini pugapade nanda kisho. Krishna's another name is Nanda Kishore. Krishna has thousands and thousands of names. But this word Krishna is the original name. The exact name. All of that. So here Nanda Kishore means the young boy of Maharaj Nanda. Nanda. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur was addressing, my dear Nanda Kishore, young boy of a young child, a young son of Nanda Maharaj, Manasa Dehada, my mind, my body, my family, Manasa Dehada, Jokisi, whatever I think this is mine. Because your condition so, mine and I and mine, this is our disease. So whatever I am thinking, it is mine. First of all, this body is mine. All the home, the family, that's mine. So, manasa deha jo, whatever I have got in my position, now I am surrendering to you. Ot pinutu apade nanda kishka. This is surrender. So I am giving one to you. My family, my home, my body, my mind, everything. Ot pinutu apade nanda. Now whatever you like to do. That's a very nice song. So we have to do that. Then Krishna will take care. That's all. The same example. You will simply have to capture the law. Then he will be lifted. Give me this. So, here it is said that a Krishna conscious person, even if he is fallen down, he is not so degraded. As you see the Sami, here we quotes a verse from Bhagavad Gita, it is nice. Jatapesa tato bhuya samsiddhau kurunandana purbhabhyasena tinaiva hiyate jabaso pisa. Just like so many boys and girls come to our association. Just like somebody forcing, you just remain in this association. That is Krishna's grace. That means in the past life, they had been Krishna conscious. Somehow or other, it was not fulfilled. Now again, the chance is being given. That is stated in Bhagavad Gita. That jatati sa tato bhuya samsiddhau. The percentage up to which he finished in his last bath, that is not lost, that is there. 50% or 40%, that was whatever one executed in the last bath. Now, next, this bath, unwillingly, or by force, by Krishna's force, he will have to accept. Again, Krishna. That's why Bilamanga Thakur. I think at certain times spoken about Billamangal Thakur. So Billamangal Thakur, he raised himself in his previous life to the Bhava Bhakti. Bhava Bhakti means always feeling for Krishna. That is the prior stage of loving Krishna. So he, in his previous life, he was raised, but somehow or other he fell down. But it is assured, Sushinam Simatangehi Yoga Bhrasya Sanjayate, even such Krishna conscious person falls down, he is given chance to take birth in nice Brahmin family or Suchi, pure family and resource. So Billamangal Thakur was a very rich man. He was born in a very rich Brahmin family. And he was addicted to prostitute. By some or other, he had some inclination like that, so he could not finish Krishna consciousness. He fallen down. But at an opportune moment, he got again the Krishna consciousness. How is that? The incident is that he was performing the sadhu ceremony of his father, but he had a girlfriend, prostitute, he wanted to go there very quickly, so somehow or other he finished and he wanted to go there, but on the road he found that it was very heavily raining and he had to cross the river, so he did everything. And he, the prostitute was, she thought that Billamangal is not coming today, it is very, so much raining. So when she saw that Billamangal is at the door, she was astonished. She said, Billamangal, how did you come here? In this torrents of rain. He disclosed everything, that how he cast one dead body in the river, then he crossed the river, then he jumped over the wall. So she was astonished, and she simply said, oh, this much affection you could have with Krishna. How would that mean your life would have been nice? Immediately he was told. Krishna, he left her. Immediately left everything and went to Vrindavan. So, Krishna is so nice. Just at the right point, is my Jatatita Tato. There is Bhagavad Gita. Jatatita Tato Vira Sansid Lupurna. Buddhabhya, you know. He was accustomed. Immediately, my. So these are the, facilities for Krishna consciousness. And this is the only business one should get. All other things simply wasted time. That is an instruction of Narada. Narada is the spiritual master, the spiritual master of the whole Vaishnava sect. So he is giving the right direction. That don't try for anything. Don't think that you'll be happy, this, that, or never. Whatever happiness, distress, water. The example is given here that Pallabhati Bhukhava. Nobody expects a calamity, a distress, but sometimes calamity overcomes us. Similarly, you should not, try for any artificial happiness. Whatever Krishna gives you, be satisfied. That was the basic principle of Vedic civilization. Nobody was trying to make any artificial economic development. No. The whole history of India is like that. They were satisfied, all right. Even now, the mass of people, in 1942, there are many people who are dying. Still, they are still all right. Krishna is not God. That was lecture. So, our main business is how to improve Krishna consciousness. We should not divert our attention in any other material condition of improvement. That is actually not improvement. It is simply illusion that I am making improvement, not improvement. Suppose you are earning now, say, $500 per month. If you earn, say, $5 million, then what? Will you eat more than 40 parties? You need the same four chapatis. And you will occupy the same 6 feet bed. You may acquire the whole property of West Virginia. But you will have to lie down on 6 feet. And you will have to eat four chapatis. So this is my. This is. I improve. What you are improving? You will not be taller, you will not be great eater, nothing of the sort. Whatever you have already, you will have. So the same thing. You see? Tadeva bhagavan lila pradhanena anuvarnaya ittittam khatra bhagavan ka cha tasa lila iti apekkana ilang bhagavan iva satu asmat iva raha. So, Narad Muni says, you just try to describe the glory of Krishna. And what is that? Question many, then how shall I glorify him? He says, idam tu vishtang bhagavan. You study everything and doctrine of Krishna. Idam, this world, this cosmic manifestation. Idam jagat, jagat means this cosmic manifestation. Idam this Bhagavan. It is Krishna. That means try to preach or try to teach the people in general that everything belongs to Krishna, everything is manifestation of Krishna's energy. But not impersonalist. The impersonalist view is that if everything is Krishna, that is the material way of thinking. Just like if you take a big paper and cut into pieces, and the pieces are distributed, thrown over, then the original paper is lost. So their theory is, if Krishna is everything, Krishna has expanded in this world, in cosmic manifestation, then Krishna has no form, separate form. That is their theory. But the Vedic injunction is, no, it is not like that. Purnasya purnamadaya purnameva avasishyate. Krishna is so full that even Krishna expands million times. He still is the same Krishna. That is Krishna. Krishna is person. And even he expands Krishna in many ways. Parasa sakti vidaiva kriyate. This is the fine philosophy. One has to understand how Krishna, in spite of his being, a person, his person, without any doubt, he has expanded in so many universes, so many manifestations. Yes. So, this morning I was working, I was talking with Devananda, how Krishna expands. There is a common sense of that. That's like a small seed in a fruit. That seed, you sow, it becomes a big tree. And from that victory, again, millions of fruits come out. And again, from that each fruit, there are millions of trees. We can see the potencies. Even in our material existence, we see so much potencies in everything. Why not Krishna's potencies? We see the sunshine, the potency of the sun. The sunshine is spread all over and everything is existing on the sunshine. Even the sunshine has got the so much potency that we can experience. And how much potential is Krishna, who is the creator of the sun also? Yachasudesa savita sagalam kahana raja samasta suramutya sesutija. So, we have to study like that. Everything is Krishna's expansion. Just like the fire is situated in one place. But here, just like here is a fire place. But if there is fire, the heat will be experienced upstairs and here on the other side. Similarly, Krishna, although his person is situated, Goloka Eva Nivasati, he is enjoying that in Goloka Vrindavan. By his energy, he is expanded. This is simple. Truth. Any man with common sense, we can experience. So that day, she's teaching Narada Muni, Idana Vishram Bhagavan. Ishwarat Patancha Na Pritha. This world is not different from Krishna. Na Pritha. Pritha means different. This world is not. But that doesn't mean Krishna has lost his personality. This is the difference between Mahavad philosophy and Vaishnava philosophy. Mahavad philosophy is, if the whole cosmic creation is God, then where is God again separately? That is the poor kind of knowledge. That is God. Who, expanding himself in so many ways, still he remains as he is. That is God. Otherwise, how is God? It is a material thing. He, by expanding, he loses his identity, then it is material. And the material sense that we experience, the same example, we take one big paper and cut into pieces and throw it, the original paper is lost. That is material. But, and the Ishopanishad, we hear, the Purnasya Purnamana Purnamidam, Purnamada, Purnat Purnam Udachyate, Purnasya Purnamadaya, Purnameva Avasishyate. Just like when Krishna was sporting on this earth as cowherd boy, Brahma became doubtful. How is that? Krishna has become a cowherd boy, yes. So he wanted to test whether he is Krishna. So he shifted all the cows and cowherds to boys from the pasturing ground. And again he saw that million times the same cows, boys and cowherds, cows and cowherds, boys are present there. So that is Krishna. He can expand. We are pure, being on a pure. Brahma means he can expand unlimitedly. And he can sink also to the mind. Just like we are, very minute. We are also part and parcel. And this cosmic manifestation is also part and parcel of Krishna. Therefore he is called Parabrahma, Paramdhama, Pavittam Paramdhama. So, in this way, we have to study to become Krishna conscious. Everything is there. Simply we have to become a little serious. Then we can understand what is this world, what is Krishna, what we are, how they have expanded, how this world is created. Everything, all answers are there. It is not a sentiment that we are accepting something different. All reasons, all philosophy, arguments are there. We shall discuss. Very well. Thank you very much. Thank you.